shir should be a special schos for Abin Arni Ratz Shiechli, and it's Mar Sester Bas Reb Shmuel in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Pehe Sif Dalid Yerodea. Says Hayim Mishamishim at Tahara. His mom's having beer with Anisha Tahara, and she says to him, "Nitmesi Upiresh Miyad Chayev Kares," and immediately he separates from his Chayev Kares because his Yitzias Hanalo Kibiyaso. Because the Yitzi is also Hana, and she's now Anida, so what should he do? No, he's supporting Raglif Ba'aretz. He should put his toenails in the ground. Vishoa Belodisha, Chiamatevri should wait until his organ becomes dead, what they call, and then he should be Parish Be'ever Meis. So, in the Nasan Pirio, Perish in the Shulchan Aruch, says as follows, that in the Pesachei Tshuva, in Simon, in Sivkat and Tess, he brings from the Tshuvas of the Chasim Sofer in Yerodea Kufnan and Hay about a woman that felt Be'emsa Tashmish, V'lo Yigida Lo Klum, she had a Hargasha, that she had blood, and she didn't tell her husband until her husband separated. That the husband's definitely vaday onus gamrahu. The husband's definitely onus and he's patur legamri. But as far as the woman goes, safik inikre sanusa, kemen shenichnasa beheter, yitzra alvasha behavalei tchilasa bonus usofi v'ratzin tavalei onus gamr. To get the kamelan karava b'ksubis. O dehasim denansa migavra achwina yitzra takfa meod, havala baila demuteris lachar zman, so he has a suffix. On one hand, could be that maybe since the husband entered Beheter, and then afterwards her Yetzer overtook her, so and therefore she didn't say anything. So it was Tchilasa Ba'ones, originally it was Ba'ones, that they were having Bia when she was in Ida, but in the end it was Baratzon, and that's called Ones Gamer, that's why you pass in Iksubas Non Aleph Amid Beis. Or maybe there was another man involved and she had a very big yetzer. But her husband, where she's muteris lachar zman, maybe it's not shaykh to say that yitzra takfa, that her yetzer overpowered her, and therefore it's considered ratzon, it's not considered onus. So can you compare this to another man, that she had a stronger yetzer, or to her husband, where she knows she'll be muter afterwards, so it's not such a strong yetzer? So that's the shaila about the woman who doesn't tell her husband. She knows, but she doesn't tell him. So is it considered tchilas abonis v'sofi baratzon and onis gamor? But here maybe it's not an onis gamor, because with her husband it's different, since she's going to be mutter afterwards, it's not such a strong yetzer. So yesh ladin, that even though le'inyan shalola asra al baila, as far as not asering her on her husband, it's considered tchilas abonis v'sofi baratzon, it's considered an onis. Nevertheless, as far as Kapara is concerned, even in that case in the Gemara, where she was raped and it was Tchilas Abonis V'Sofe Baratzon, that's only as far, and that's considered Ones, so that's only vis-a-vis her husband being assuring her to her husband. So the Gemara says, we're not going to assure her to her husband, because it was Tchilas Abonis V'Sofe Baratzon, Yitzra Takfa, her Yitzra overpowered her, so we're not going to assure her to her husband, will be understanding of her Matziv. So that's as far as... that's as far as assuring her to her husband. But what about needing kapara? Does it say she doesn't need kapara? Of course she needs kapara. One can definitely argue that she needs kapara. And it's not begeder ones. And the reason is that the tchilas abonis v'sofa v'ratzon, she's not assured to her husband. We learn from a braisa in Maseches Ksubis, and Aleph Amid Beis, that the Braisa says, V'hilo nispasa. If she wasn't raped, then Asura. Then she's Asur. But hanispasa, hanitpasa, but if she was raped, then she's Muteris. Yesh lecha cheresh alfa pishelo nitpasa muteris, ve'ezo zo, kol shetchila sabonis sofe baratzen. But there's another one who, even though she was raped, is going to be Aser. Excuse me. But even though she does Shalonit Pasa, there's going to be another woman who wasn't raped, that's going to be Mutter. What could be an example of a woman who, if she was not raped, she's normally Aser. But if she was raped, she's Mutter. And there's another type of woman that even though she wasn't raped, she's still going to be Mutter. And who's that? Kol Tetchila Sabonis, B'Sofa Baratzon, like Rav there said in the Gemara. Rav there said in the Gemara that Kol Tetchila Sabonis, B'Sofa Baratzon, she's Mutaris. So you see that an Eish Hasish, who is Mizaneh, is not usher to her husband, unless she wasn't nitpesa at all, she wasn't raped at all, there was no onus. But it was tchilas of onus sof beratzon, and since there's a little bit of onus, mamela is not begeder velo nitpesa, she was a little nitpesa. B'chagavna lo asra Torah, in such a case, the Torah didn't answer. But then in kapara, we can say that even though there's a little bit of onus, because tchilas of onus, nevertheless, it's not considered onus gamor, because al kolpanim sof beratzon. So it could very well be that she needs kapara on the part that's not onus. And that the Torah is megala, that tchilas of onus sof ratzon, isn't she an usher to her husband? There's no raya that it's not considered ratzon at all. But rather, because of the little bit of ratzon, she's not usher to her husband. Because to become usher to her husband, we require ratzon shalem, v'hi lo nitpasa. There's no onus at all, she wasn't grabbed at all, there's no rape at all. So if there's any element here of coercion, then she's not going to be usher. But lenin kapara, as long as there's any element of will, then she's going to require a kapara. Teida, that the Rambam writes, that a woman who's mizana tachas baila b'shogegu ba'ones, harei zo muteres. So this is la hatira al baila, you don't need an onus gamur, even shogeg, she's going to be muteres. And if so, when she was tchilas abonis v'sofa baratzon, lo gara, that's no less than shogeg, v'lo nes rela baila. So this is no worse than shogeg. This is no less than shogeg. Right, by shogeg she's mutter to her husband, and here there was even ones. So you can't say that she's going to be usher to her husband. But linyan kapara, shogeg needs kapara, and in this case also, where there's an element of ratzon, we require kapara. However, the Rambam writes in the 20th parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Gimel, Isha Ansu Ad Sheba La'erva Chayv Mises Bezen Shein Kisha El Adas, that a man who was compelled to the point that he was Baal Erva, so what's the din? The din is that he's Chayv Mises Bezen Shein Kisha El Adas, because a man only becomes Kasheh Zever if it's with his knowledge. But a woman who's nevelis bonus, even if she says after she was raped, hanichulo, leave the guy alone, let him be. So she's pater because Mish Yitzner is Gabra Le. The Kesef Mishnah writes that this is from what we say in Ksubis, non aleph on the base, Shebachai Gabner, she's Mutaris Labaila. So the Rambam learns that not only is she mutter to her husband, but there is also not going to be Mises Beisdin, because it says that a man who bala erva chayv Mises Beisdin, but a woman there's no Mises Beisdin, she's pater for Mises Beisdin. So not only is she, the Rambam learns, not only is she mutter to her husband, she's also pater in Mises Beisdin. So it's mashma that even linyan onesh she's kaones gamor. Or it's not a steer to what we're saying. Bivad elin Mises Beisdin, yeah, there has to be a ratzon gamor. If there's any bit of ones, then we don't kill the person. But as far as kapar is concerned, even if it's not a mazed gummer, there's still a necessity for kapara. However, look at the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the first parak of Hilchos Esurei Bia Halachates that ones pater miklum and amalkosim and akarbon vishe shetchilas biyasa baones v'sof v'bratzon tur miklum sheik misha hischil. Live obonus and be other shalotirza, she eats other mitivo kofos alirzos, that ones patters completely, min a malchus, min a carbon, a woman is tchilis biasis bones, and even in the end there's ratzon, she's pater. Why? Because when he starts being boa bones, she can't not want, because a person has a yeser, and a person has a teva, that forces the person to want this act, to get panah from this act, to be interested. So from this lashon it's mashma that it's considered onus gamor, and the mele it's not even kapar is required, because ein biyada shalot tirtzeh, she has to want, so it's mamish looks like onus gamor. So that's a tzarech iyun. And the Chuvas Chasam Sofer, he writes in Or Chaim Siman Reish Beis that even according to Rava, that shilas bonus sofer ratzon with teres lebayil, nevertheless Tosfos writes in Ksubas that tzar ve'ester v'chayotze b'zeh lo hayu sofen b'ratzon, because tovas and shal rishayim is raya etzel tzadikim. The tzadikim don't like this, what the rishayim like, what's good for the rishayim. So Sarah and the Esther were not sofen b'ratzon. What's Sarah? Tosis doesn't mention Sarah. Tosis only mentions Esther. Esther was a tzedekas gemura, and she wasn't interested at all. V'imkein he demisha eno yochel lahamid atzmo v'yitzro manis esu avionu sakoponim yeshu litztaro shalot zoche lios kodesh. So, you see from this and she wasn't kosher like Esther. So you see from here this idea that kapara is necessary, even if even though it's we there's an element of onus here, but there's also kapara because of the element of ratzin. So again, the Chasam Sofer brings from Sar and Esther, and our Tosus it only says Esther. But Esther was a tzedekas gemura, so she wasn't interested at all. And in the Kuntras Kavd Kashiyais on Kushit Sari Dalid, in the Tshuvas Chokas Yoav, he writes that even though Yitzra Albisha, nevertheless she requires kapara, she's not on its gemra, Ein Shem Bahashmata, and that's what we've been saying. In the Pischei Tshuv over there, he also brings from the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer in Yerodea Kufin and Hay that when you need kapara, there's no chilek if the person is 20 years old yet. The Vaday Mishenen Nasu B'nei Mitzvah, when a person is a Ben Mitzvah, is of years. B'shanu V'simonim Mischaivim B'kol Chiyuvi HaTorah B'bezin Shal Maito Maila Matzinin B'dat. So from the time you're 12 years old, girl, 13 years old, boy, you're chayiv in all the mitzvahs. And that we find in Midrashos Shebnei Esrim Ne'anashim Anasim Bnei Onshim Ebezin Shel Maila, that we find in the Medrash that from 20 years old there are Bnei Onshim and the Bezin Shel Maila, that's only Onshim Hamchudashim L'sha, like Onshe Dora Midbar. And by Sarah Bas Esrim Kabasheva Belo Chet, and why 20? Because that's the age that you get punished, but that's Kodem Matan Torah. So this is talking about special times, but either before Matan Torah or mitzvahs in the Midbar. But when we're talking about regular Jewish life, we follow the Torah, and Torah, 12 years old, 13 years old, that's the Gila Mitzvahs, and that's when a person's Chayiv for needs Kapara for any sin. And according to this, we can be Yashiv, the Kasha, the Mizrahi, the beginning of Parshas Chayisar, Rashi is Bas Kufka Bas Chaf. She says, Bas Chaf is Lochata, Shereina Bas Onshim. What do you mean? Bezin Shel Maila. It says Bas Chaf, Lochata, because she's not a Bas Onshim. Because Bezin Shel Maila, Ein Manishim Elmi Bas Chaf Amala. And this is Shver, based on what Rashi says. In other words, from the age of 13. And the Rambam writes, Kolisha Asurim and Arayas Im Haisa Bas Gimel V'yom Echad Ulamayla Gadol Abo Alachayv Miso Karis Omalkas. And Stam Gadol is Mishyagia Lechlal Onshim. So what's Pshat? That by Sarah it's 20 years old, that's the age. And but by other Averis, like Rashi says in Lech Lecha, it's from 13 years old. From 13 years old, you're already punished. So according to what the Chasam Sofer said, it's not a kash at all. Because only Kodem Matan Torah, the time is 20 years old. Like Sarah. And that Rashi says that Arul Zachar is Chayiv Karis Mishinasa Gadol Ben Yud Gimel Shana, even though this parasha is for Matan Torah, but Rashi is writing the Fiamis, that now after Matan Torah, now it's 13 years old. But then at the time, it wasn't 13. Then at the time, it was 20. But today, it's 13. There's a Rambam in the parish of Mishnayos in Sanhedrin. In Perek Zayin, he writes, "V'chol ma'shebiyarnu afapi shelo yedau, based in v'lo anishim klon is bara edus haben esem k'suba seitzel haboris barach v'yanish osara k'rosik u'mashir lo k'fi chochmaso v'mpi yashmur l'manch k'rish baruch v'yanash chayv karis ela achar esrim shana." So here it says that Hashem only gives the yanish karis until after 20. It's mashma that the person's chayiv before 20, but he only gets the punishment after 20. So since there's a chi of kares, so you need a kapara even before 20, even though before the kares is only coming after 20. So there is going to be a sin, and therefore also in the Rambam Perek Aleph Meisur Bia Lachi Yud Gimel, so any gadol who has bia with her needs a kapara from the age of 13. And again, 20 is only special sins in the Dor HaMidbar, meaning a sin that was unique to the Dor HaMidbar, Sara, but generally, Al Pi Torah, we say that the age is 13 years old, and it could be that Hashem only punishes from 20, but certainly from 13, the person already needs kapara. Okay, so here we discussed a little bit about the Inyan of Amar Lo Nitmesi, and hopefully in the next year, we will continue on and see more about this siman, this seif in Shulchan Aruch, and we will hopefully become wiser. Shalom, shalom, sidis, and hachidis.